You're with SBS Radio.
Honourable MP Anthony Byrne, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, and it's good to be here, particularly at this function at the Berikalia Kutum, and good to talk to you.
Honourable MP, you've made the first appeal in the Parliament, Australian Federal Parliament, about the flood that devastated the whole of Kerala, that affected the whole of Kerala. Why did you make that appeal on behalf of the Malayali community in Australia in the Parliament?
I've had a long relationship with the people from Kerala and the Malayali community here in this region. And I'd worked with the Berikalia Kurumano Community Safety Forum about 2 years ago before the last federal election. So when a number of members of the community came to talk to me about this and the devastation that the flooding had caused, I thought it was appropriate, as I am the voice of people in this community, to raise the issue in Parliament. And I did, and the response has been very strong.
Your appeal or your request in the Parliament for supporting the efforts done by the community members or Malayali community in Australia was very, very strong. And you had promised a kind of a support for the efforts done by the community members. What are possible things that you'll be part of in the future?
Well, we'll continue. Obviously, I'm supporting the event that's being held at Bunjil Place on the 5th of October. I think the event starts at 7 o'clock, and we're inviting a number of politicians to come along as well. We actually did a small fundraiser in Parliament House. We didn't raise that much money. That was with Michelle Rowland, who's one of our shadow ministers. Again, just keeping awareness. From my perspective, what we need to do for the Australian Parliament is to continue to bring to the attention of the Australian community the devastation that's occurred in Kerala. This is not just an issue of flooding and then the flooding subsides, that's the end of the problem. Clearly, in my reading about the situation at the moment, the economic dislocation is massive. We still have a very large number of people that are displaced. There is a lot of discussion about how much the flood reconstruction is going to cost and, of course, where the money's coming from. So what I've been doing, particularly, say, for here tonight, is to continue to say, well, the Australian community and Australian political community stands behind you, and we'll continue to support you in attending these events, raising the issue in Parliament and other things as they come along.
And the event that is planned on October 5th at the Bunjil Place, what can be expected? What type of fundraising, and how is it being supported by people like yourself, Honourable?
Yeah, thank you. Well, we're certainly inviting a number of colleagues to attend, and depending on who attends, we don't know, particularly given that there's been, as I understand it, say from Australian government perspective, it would be difficult for us to contribute directly because of Prime Minister Modi basically saying that the Indian community could take care of itself. That what I also note, though, however, is that there's been a heck of a lot of great work done by the Indian community, the Malayali community, the community from Kerala, setting up separate organisations, organising these fundraising events. Now, that seems to be the most appropriate way for then funding to be raised, and that seems to be what the Indian Prime Minister is saying. They're prepared to be accept, and particularly if that funding then goes to the Chief Minister of Kerala. So I guess what we can do, therefore, in those circumstances, is basically do what we can to support, encourage businesses to donate to these events, and I'll be speaking to some business people very soon to say, come and show your support by making a donation to this flood relief fund.
Obviously, many countries, including Australia and governments, were intending to help the situation in Kerala, but because of the restrictions that were put on this type of help, there has been some difficulty. So is this the only way that the help can reach people in Kerala, or is there some other ways, like especially in Australia, there is expertise in different areas whether it's reviving agricultural related activities or construction related expertise is massive in Australia. So do you think, apart from the fundraising supports, what can be done?
I think that's a really good suggestion. There is expertise. I guess the question is how those offers are made and who would be making them. But I'm certainly happy in light of it. We've certainly had some discussions with government members. There's a road safety minister here today, Luke Dunellan, who's the state minister for roads and transport here in Victoria. And again, you've actually raised a good possibility for further exploration, which is to get some of these people to offer their services, provided that's appropriate to the government in Carroll and the Chief Minister's office. I'm certainly very happy to have a conversation with some of these key people in the construction industry and to assist in the reconstruction effort. I would note, though, but what is difficult at the moment is even trying to get an exact costing of what reconstruction will how much it will cost for reconstruction, and that's something that would help us as well. So we'd be keen to meet with the appropriate representatives from Kerala to get some proper costing, and we can ask our Department of Foreign Affairs to sort of assist in giving us that information. But to date, we don't actually have an exact figure on how much it will cost for, as I understand it, for the reconstruction. I know that's a discussion that's occurring within Kerala and with India generally as well.
You mentioned about knowing the exact costs and other aspects involved to take a step in this regard. What, apart from knowing the costs, what other aspects may be required for such a step to happen from Australia, especially when India is not taking help in terms of money, monetary help? So how can that be done in a helping out?
Well, you know, the point that you made, it would be useful if there are particularly politicians coming from Kerala to Australia, or even if we could start some form of conversation, I would be happy to correspond with the Chief Minister and effectively say to him, is there anything that we can do? Because one has to be very careful not to be patronising when we're offering help to a country that's and particularly to a province that's been affected. But it could well be that the best way forward, and this is coming to me in this conversation, is to offer in that spirit. In the spirit of also, excuse me, I would say that we have an incredibly accomplished community here. And I think the fact is that, they have brought these matters to my attention. That's important. The way they brought it to my attention has been appropriate. And knowing that there are some sensitivities with this as well, then I think what we should be doing and what I can auspice is perhaps then appropriately writing perhaps to the Chief Minister and sort of offering my hand in support, so.
Are you planning to write to the Chief Minister of Kerala?
Well, up until this conversation, I hadn't been, but I think as this conversation's evolved, I will. But again, I'll do that in an appropriate way, which is on behalf of the community, and also thanking and acknowledging the great work that the Kerala community and the Malayali community has done in Victoria. They've been very appropriate. I commend the community because they have been collectively coming together to bring it to Australian politicians' attention, but also fundraising this event tonight, other events that have been occurring all over Melbourne. And I think that says a lot about the great sort of community-mindedness of the Malayali community.
As the last clarification to make in this interview, can I ask, if you write you're going to write a letter to the Chief Minister of Kerala, what is likely to be the content? Like, what will be the most important aspect?
Well, to basically express our solidarity with them. The fact is that you have 10 million tourists a year that go to Kerala. We have about 6.5 million that come to Australia. But in an appropriate way, I have a lot of discussions with my counterparts in the United States about ways in which we can cooperate together. So this would be in communicating with him, just expressing on behalf of, me as a long-standing member of parliament, my grief about what has occurred, and also if there's anything that offering support in any way that the Chief Minister may see fit. And that would then be up to the Chief Minister in terms of how he might respond to that.
Honourable MP Anthony Byrne, thank you very much for spending this time with SBS Radio.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to talk to you, and continue to wish the SBS Radio the very best as well.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.